This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Lucas Edston. Missouri will chip in nearly $330 million next year to pay for state worker pensions. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports state government will pay about 20% more than this year, largely because of lower investment returns and longer life expectancies. The board for the Missouri State Employees Retirement System approved the increase by a 10-to-1 vote. State Budget Director Linda Lubering says the increased payment is not a surprise. The State Employees Retirement System covers about 51,000 state workers and 37,000 retired workers. It includes state lawmakers and judges. Missouri's Board of Education approved a tentative plan for revised school standards in schools across the state. The updated standards provide schools with guidelines for educator evaluation systems, which is required in school districts to help assess teacher performance. Now the board takes a variety of factors into account when evaluating student achievement, such as standardized test performance, graduation rates, and socioeconomic breakdowns of the districts. The new criteria are a more evolved version of the old standards. Russell Still is a board member in Columbia. He says the new standards reflect the reality and challenges faced by schools.
In general, they are recognizing that things are more complex. I think our standards as to, say, class size, we're recommending smaller. We're recommending more assistant principals and that kind of thing. So it's a realization that schools have to do more and they have to have more resources.
These standards have a 30-day public comment period and have already received a lot of feedback from those concerned with education. Still says public response does not go unnoticed.
We've already had a lot of feedback from people in the field. People have had a variety of different ideas, and the department has tried to put all that together into these new standards that go with the Missouri School Improvement Plan.
The Board of Education has adopted a top 10 by 20 plan that aims to place Missouri students among the top 10 performing states by the year 2020. The Columbia City Council is considering a ban on possessing fireworks within the city limits. The proposed law would make possession of fireworks a misdemeanor. The existing law prohibits the sale, manufacture, and use of fireworks inside the city. Police Sergeant Jill Schlute says existing laws restrict officers' ability to respond to complaints. Shooting usually stops before they arrive.
It just became a real issue that enforcement was close to impossible based on the current language.
Bob Giroux owns Bob's Fireworks, a year-round retailer based in southeast Columbia. He says the language of the law is troubling and could confuse potential customers who plan to shoot fireworks legally outside the city.
And they buy some fireworks because they're going to go down to the lake where they can shoot them. It's not going to be against the law that they have those in their house when they're not doing anything illegal with them.
The ban was introduced at last week's meeting, and the city council is scheduled to vote on the bill October 1st. A crash has claimed the life of a Missouri Department of Transportation employee. Transportation officials say this is a sad example of why a new state law was enacted to protect highway workers. Prosecutors say 35-year-old David Murdick of Blue Springs was drunk early Friday morning when he plowed through the cones set up on Interstate 70 in Independence. He struck motorist assist worker Clifton Scott. Scott was helping reroute traffic around an earlier four-vehicle crash. A state law that went into effect August 28th requires motorists to slow down and move over when approaching MoDOT vehicles that have stopped on the side of the road. Republican Congressman Todd Akin has slowly been rebuilding his Senate campaign in Missouri after apologizing for inflammatory remarks about pregnancy and rape. Now Akin is approaching a critical week that could determine whether his reemerging campaign can gain enough momentum to put Missouri back in the battleground column as Republicans attempt to win control of the Senate. Tomorrow is the deadline for Akin to get a court order to drop his challenge of Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill, but Akin says he won't quit. Instead, Akin plans to ramp up his campaign. He's holding a fundraiser today with former Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich. He's addressing a potentially influential group of pastors tomorrow morning. Then, as the dropout clock ticks down, he's embarking on a statewide bus tour. An effort to revitalize Jefferson City's historic Old Town district is showing progress. The Old Town Revitalization Company in Jefferson City has announced that it has received its first property donation. The nonprofit organization allows Jefferson City property owners to donate property to Old Town for a tax deduction. The Old Town Revitalization Company then partners with nearby home builders to rehabilitate the property. Old Town Revitalization Company's Phil Freeman says the recently donated estate on East McCarty Street is beyond rehabilitation, so the property will be converted to green space.
Unfortunately, there are some pieces of property that are beyond rehabilitation, and that's where we work with the adjacent property owners that if we would take it down, it would be turned into green space, and that neighbor would then agree to maintain that property.
This month, the historic city of Jefferson has awarded a Gold Hammer Award to the Common Ground Center. That's a property the company was able to renovate. The city presents the award monthly to rehabilitated properties based on the outcome of the project. Freeman says the goal of the company since its beginning in 2008 has been to revitalize the core of Jefferson City one building at a time. Ron Medlin also works with the Old Town Revitalization Company. He says the green space will complement the building next door that the company is renovating.
The idea of the Old Town Revitalization Company is to pursue that latter goal and to reclaim the neighborhoods and to get them fixed up so they are an asset for Jefferson City in attracting new people, new businesses, and tourism to Jefferson City.
Medlin says that receiving the Golden Hammer Award from the historic city of Jefferson is a tip of the hat to the company's recent progress. Washington University in St. Louis and the University of Kansas have filed briefs supporting the use of race as a factor in admissions, and that's in a case that will be heard next month by the Supreme Court. MU, however, has not filed a brief in the case, Fisher versus the University of Texas. MU Director of Graduate Admissions Terrence Gruce says Fisher will not affect the university since race is not an official criterion in admissions decisions. Washington University was joined by 9 other private universities in the brief it filed with the Supreme Court, including Northwestern University and Case Western Reserve. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.